This is The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez here with you today. Back in the 90s, record numbers of people were illegally crossing the border from Mexico to California. What Californians decided to do about the undocumented immigrants and how that affected current immigration policy is the subject of the newest Retro Report. Producer Scott Michael spoke to Todd Zwillick about the political and economic environment in California that set the stage for an explosive fight over immigration.
The state was in the middle of a really bad recession, and at the same time, there was a big wave of immigration, both legal and illegal. And that combination proved to be a kind of toxic mix. And the big issue in 1994 was the cost of undocumented immigrants using government-funded social services.
You talked to one former political consultant in your piece, Robert Kiley, who got involved in the politics in California at the time around the issue of public benefits like you're talking about.
When you went to the hospital, to the emergency, they were full of people there that were from this country. They were illegals. They were getting medical services free. Schools were being impacted. Cities were being impacted.
Yeah, I think it was something that was really upsetting, you know, at a time when people felt like there just wasn't enough to go around, not enough jobs, not enough money. The fact that there were undocumented immigrants who were entitled to emergency medical care and free public schooling for their children.
So Robert Kiley was just one of the political operatives and politicians then who got involved in Prop 187. What was that?
Prop 187 was a ballot initiative that would have denied public services to undocumented immigrants. And the most controversial part of it was that it would have kicked undocumented children out of public school. This was a really emotional, really divisive issue and the central issue in California that year. And I think part of it was that it became something that felt like it was about more than just legal versus illegal. It started to feel like it was something that was about race and an attack on all Latino people.
What happened?
I mean, what you saw were some of the largest protests in state history against Proposition 187. And you saw, just like you're seeing now, people mobilizing against Proposition 187. And even though the initiative passed, a lot of those people who started organizing decided that that was the moment where they decided they wanted to get into politics and they wanted to get involved. And a number of those people are now in positions of power in California.
And so, Scott Michaels, we're talking about California in 1994. Washington is watching all of this in the biggest state in the union. And right after this, you see increased border enforcement, crackdowns, using police to enforce immigration policy, deportation skyrocket, but all under Bill Clinton, the Democratic president.
Yeah, I think Prop 187 added momentum to this sort of backlash that was building across the country. And there were proposals on a national level to start cutting back on not just illegal but legal immigration. And the compromise that the Clinton administration eventually signed on to was an increase in border security and new laws that made it easier to deport some immigrants.
So that being the case, Scott Michaels, when we listened to Robert Kiley, the political consultant, who at the top was talking about immigrants in the emergency rooms, using medical services, schools, and then you listen to the campaign rhetoric of the president today.
They come over to the border. They have the baby in the United States. We now take care of that baby. Social Security, Medicare, education. Give me a break.
There is this American story being told yet again. What's the lesson from the mid-90s?
I think the lesson is that anti-immigrant feeling, at least in California, didn't last for very long. And it led to something that I think the people behind Prop 187 didn't expect. And that is that California today is a very different place than it was back then. It's probably the most immigrant-friendly state in the country. It's hard to predict how what's happening today is going to influence what happens 20 years from now.
Scott Michaels, producer for Retro Report. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You can see the full Retro Report on our website, thetakeaway.org.